Billy, yeah. You're here down in Oceania. You just finished New Zealand. I've seen some TikToks of the show. It looks incredible and so emotional and exhausting. Yeah. Everyone is obsessed with it. Like, I've just, it's been my entire For You page. How's it felt for you being back on tour down here after a big hiatus after COVID?
Oh my God, it's so nice. I've been missing Australia too. Like, this is one of my, I feel like I've only had good times out here.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So purely I've been, good times.
Yeah, I've been excited to come back. And having not been able to do a show for almost 2 years was like really scary.
Really? Yeah. Why?
Just like, because of all the things in my life that I love and feel are who I am and what I want to do, like performing is the thing that I'm like, this is stupid, but like made for, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I just, it feels, it's what I like the most. And the way that I feel the most, like, is how I like where my, I don't even know how to describe it, but.
What we feel like the most authentic self or where you like.
Yeah. It's like the most me, it's the version of myself that I want to be the most. So without it, it was really hard. I like lost who the I was. I was like, didn't know what the hell to do with myself.
What did you do with yourself?
I don't know. I did a lot of stupid things. I was just lingering.
Yeah.
Lingering and lingering. And just, this is what I was doing.
And indefinitely in as well,
life, yeah.
Not knowing when you'd be back on. So you're doing 77 shows as tour.
Oh my God.
I know. I complain about five radio shows a week,
that's
babe.
A lot
I'm
of
like,
shows.
Oh, 2 hours a night's too much for me. How are you not going to burn out? Is it because you feel the most yourself when you're touring?
Yeah, because the show, like the show itself, especially the show I'm doing right now and this that I've been doing this year, is the best show I've ever done. It's like my favorite show I've ever done. It's so fun, it's so good, if I can be honest. Like, I feel, I'm really judgy on the stuff that I do, and like I feel so proud of this show, and I feel proud of myself, and I feel really good about it. And it feels, I mean, it is exhausting. So there was a like a period of time in like the end of this like European run that we just did, I was a little burnt,
yeah,
but then I was home for a second, got to kind of take a breath, start over, and then went to Asia, started up again, and then I only had a few shows out there, and then came here, and I feel good.
You feel good?
Yeah, I don't feel burnt.
How do you recover in between different cities and different countries? Like, what do you do for yourself? Do you meditate? I read in the Rolling Stone article you hate silence, and I do as well, so I'm like, what do you do?
I don't know. I just, like, exist. Like, the only way to, like, get through everything is just to get through it all, you know?
Totally.
Yeah.
And I read in that Rolling Stone interview that I loved. It was so amazing. I was, like, writing notes on it, being like, this is so incredible. And you said that, you know, you didn't really get a childhood. You said you wanted to do kid shit, and you get to do kid shit. And I'm wondering if you'll make space to do kid shit maybe in your 20s later on, you know? Like, I'm wondering if you'll try to do what you've wanted to do when you were younger that you couldn't because you were just working so hard.
I mean, I got to do kid shit. I think that I might have sold myself short a little bit there because I had a great childhood. I really did. It's just that I didn't get to do like teen shit, really.
Yeah.
That's more
which
what
is
it
the
was.
Most fun shit.
Which is a very specific thing that I didn't really do. But also, I don't know if I really needed to. Now that I get a little older, I'm like, I don't feel that maybe I missed a couple things and like wish that I could have, but what I got to do was way cooler than what I could have done.
That's the thing, isn't it?
You know?
Wow, but, gratitude queen.
Yeah, but I I feel that I've been talking to a couple friends about this recently of like getting older and becoming more yourself. I feel like is truly all it is just getting more and more like yourself as a kid and like as you were when you were younger. Like, I feel like the more myself I become, the more my like old self I become, which is interesting. I feel like I'm going back to who I was in a way while being the person that I am now. But I think like the older I get and the more I just like grow up and change and things. And like, I just feel like I was talking to a friend about this the other day of like, we feel like we're like coming back to who we used to be, and it feels really good, but it also feels new, you know?
It's like an authentic, like,
it feels really good.
Reinvention of who you were before.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So Did you see recently Paris Hilton? I can imagine you can't go out. Like, you don't go clubbing, do you?
I'm just that's not really who I am.
You don't like it?
I just don't do it. Right. I like it every once in a while, but if I'm not a partier. I'm not a
right. I have a plan for you though.
But I love parties though.
Okay.
I do love parties. Okay. And I love dancing and I love, you know, being in crowded rooms and hearing loud music, but to an extent. I'm not trying to be out.
Mostly. Why? Just off it? Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just not, first of all, I don't really drink. You know, when you're kind of in that environment, it's, I love it and everybody seems so fun, but like when you're sober and everybody else isn't,
it's not that fun. It's pretty lame.
It's pretty pathetic. Yeah, it does suck. To, you to watch and think, wow. The way that, like, I feel embarrassed that I'm not because I can't, because I'm like, you guys really, whew,
yeah.
If you knew how you were acting. But yeah. I also like, I like the vibe. I like the vibes. It's fun.
Okay.
You know, I like to dance. I like to have fun. But like, yeah, I just need it in moderation. I'm not going to be out every day. I'll go to a party like once every couple months.
Yeah. Do you ever feel like you don't want to be Billie Eilish anymore and you can just go out and just
go on like a Tuesday? Yeah, I do wish that, but I can't really do that. I don't know where.
Maybe you can.
When could I do that?
Maybe you can, because I think, do you see Paris Hilton in disguise with a wig
on? Oh, did she do that?
Okay, so she went to like some festival in a disguise and it was so good that someone was hitting on her, right? And in that week, because I'm like a little iota of a chip of sand compared to you in terms of like profile, right? But people get photos of me and I just...
Right, you got that. Yeah.
Like a little bit yeah, something, you know? Girl. Okay, and then that week I was at my friend and they had a wig on. So I stole the wig and I ended up dancing in the gay bars with a wig and sunglasses on and not one person asked for a photo. So if you want to borrow that mullet wig, maybe not in that color because it's too similar to your hair color right now,
mm-hmm.
Would you consider it, do you think?
Yeah, I thought about it. I feel like the thing is though, like I have, there's parts of my face that I can't get away from.
The eyes?
The eyebrows and the eyes. Mm-hmm. Because I'm telling you, like I've been in situations where I'm wearing nothing you'd ever think I would wear. I'm wearing a full hat. You can't even mm-hmm. see my hair. I'm wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
But all you can see is my eyes. Mm. And people, it truly freaks me out because I'm like, I couldn't look less like me right now. Mm. And I'm in the doctor's office. Why would you expect me here? Yeah, I'm like in this elevator and this girl just walked in and she was like, oh my God, Billy. And I was like, bitch, what the fuck? Why? Like, I just don't, it freaks me out. And it's like, bless your heart for being such a, like,
the vibe
a
is so
G
strong.
That you know that it's me.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, it's you. But how? I don't get it. I just don't get it.
So a wig wouldn't help. Or but, like a sandy
but I think maybe if I got
Greece.
Some like eye contacts.
Maybe.
Or covered up my eyebrows.
Some special effects.
Yeah. I think the special effects are where it's at.
Yeah.
Like maybe if I changed my nose, I'd be pretty in good shape.
Yeah. Maybe just too pretty. I don't know.
Girl,
it's like,
shut
no.
Up.
All your features are so nice and distinct.
Oh my God.
Distinctive. I know.
Stop.
I have one more question. My favorite song from the album is Your Power. It's
oh,
on repeat.
Thank you.
It's on my Spotify.
Oh, that makes
on
me
repeat
happy.
And has been. It's absolutely incredible.
Oh, thanks.
When you wrote it and when you released it, were you kind of a bit nervous to do this kind of f you to these men in power mm-hmm. or people in power that take advantage of people that shouldn't?
I wasn't worried about offending them. No. wasn't. But I was worried that it might not, people wouldn't necessarily like get it, really. Because it's a very specific topic. And I mm-hmm. think that there's a lot of times when, for instance, like I have this ongoing thing that irks me and I don't know really what to do about it, where like I'll put a song out where I'm saying something that I really think needs to be said.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, sick song. Anyway, and I think this with a lot of other songs too, where it's like that I love that aren't me at all. That mm-hmm. I'm just like, guys, like listen to these, like listen to the words. Like what are we like? Do you hear what they're
what
saying?
Actually,
because
yeah.
let's actually listen and maybe change things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how I feel. And I was worried about that with Your Power of people just being like, oh, chill song, instead of like actually listening to what I'm saying and.
No, I think we all heard it.
And I think people heard it, and it makes me feel really good.
For sure.
The response from that song live is really, makes me feel really good.
Because yeah.
it's, I think it's, it might be my favorite song that I have as mm-hmm. well. And it's my favorite song to sing. I mm-hmm. really love singing that song, and it feels so good, and I feel really proud of the lyrics. And yeah, I feel like it doesn't, if I can be honest, and like a little cocky, like it's aged really well. It feels a little timeless to me, and I feel really happy about that. And
for
I don't
sure.
feel like that with a lot of my songs.
Mm.
And that one I feel like.
I think it hits every time.
Yeah.
Even on repeat, I'm like, it's starting again.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's
thank
so
you so much
oh
for your
God.
Time. Good luck with the tour.
Thank you.
Don't need it. I'll be over TikTok. I'll see all the TikToks again. I'll be like, she's my girl.
Oh, my God. I'm on your For You page. Let's go.
Thanks so much, Billy.